Our guest at the cafe this morning is the manager of Tipitina's Creative Co-op in Commerce, Rick Parent. Rick, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we talked a few weeks ago, and you were optimistic at that time that things were going to start rolling, and by golly, that's pretty much what's happened, huh?
Yeah, that's true. I've talked to quite a few of the city's planners and the managers and things like that, and we've got on course to try to be open in the next couple of weeks.
So early January.
Early January, we'll be able to you can rent a photography studio or come take some photography lessons, guitar lessons, bass lessons. We're going to be having group lessons going on. Clay, ceramics, we'll have that. And if there's any musicians out there, they can record their songs, their hits, I should say.
Right. It's going to be the new Muscle Shoals.
Absolutely.
So you're going to have music lessons.
We'll have guitar lessons, we'll have bass lessons, and we should have vocal lessons
also. Who will be teaching these?
We have several candidates. I haven't got their names in front of me
it's
now.
It's okay. But you've got some folks lined up.
Right.
Good.
Right. And then we have a ceramics teacher and a sculpting teacher, and so we should be able to have a few courses going on each day. Anybody that can, want to come by and see the facilities and maybe rent the studios or join the co-op, we'll be there for that.
Now, people are still learning about this, and it probably is still a place where we need to kind of explain a little bit, but this is going to be in the old ALDA Elementary School building on the east side.
Correct.
Of Commerce.
Correct.
And this is an organization that is basically operated by the Tipitina's Foundation of New Orleans.
That's true.
So when we first started hearing about this, it was going to be primarily a music thing, but you've expanded it.
Yeah, absolutely. We just didn't feel like we'd have enough musicians in a town the size of Commerce. Now, I know we'll draw in from other counties, but even there, why would we do that for music when we can do it for all of the arts? So if you're an art teacher or an art professor or just a great student that wants to share your talents, we can have a studio for you. We can have our auditorium for shows. If you're a dance company and you don't have a place to exhibit, we'll have that for you.
You've got a lot of space.
Well, in the large building, which now that won't be open until late, mid-year maybe.
I see.
But in there we have 18,000 square feet. Right now we're just going to be operating out of the 2,000 square foot building, the little one.
I see. That was what was at one time a temporary building for the school, or so-called temporary.
Right.
They in the school business, that's the term they use. But it's been there a long time,
right?
And you're seeing that it's up to par. We're talking with Rick Parrott, and Rick is the manager of the Tipitina's Creative Co-op in Commerce, which is going to be opening right after the first of the year, first part of January. What's your own background? You've got an interesting background.
My own background is basically the music business.
Right.
I've been in the music business. I was in it for 42 years explaining anything that came out technical. The hot thing was synthesizers in the early 70s. And so I worked with Arp and Moog. And we changed that scene, and then as soon as the Arp and Moog started fading, companies like Sequential Circuits with polyphonic synthesizers came up. Sound designers were basically becoming necessary. You couldn't make a movie like Star Trek by making noises with your mouth.
Right.
So sound designers became very popular. Therefore, synthesizers became part of Hollywood. And along with the visual effects and the CGI and all that, the sound effects became much more exciting.
Yeah. Now, you're working with Brad Davis?
Yes, Brad's a good friend of mine.
Mm-hmm. And of course, the music producer, renowned
Grammy
award-winning music producer here in Commerce. And so folks that participate in this co-op, whether they are musicians or artists or what have you, there's a very small fee involved?
Extremely. Memberships are typically in the music end of it in Louisiana. It's $10 a month, or if you pay a year at a time, it's $100.
Yeah, so that's I would say, reasonable.
Well, it's down there. The ad says, if you could put a few coins in your piggy bank each day.
Sure. Are you starting to take memberships?
I just talked to them today, and we're going to be up on the site as soon as our doors open. So that as soon as the doors open, we'll start playing it. So I don't think we'll really get up to steam for a couple months, but right off the bat, we want to offer some things, and we might be doing some very inexpensive studio work for local photographers.
Rick, thanks for having a cup of coffee.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Rick Parrott is the manager of the Tipitina's Creative Co-op in Commerce. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.